lentils. They're rubbish, aren't they? I mean, honestly, what in the whole world is the point of lentils? Didn't you used to have to, like, soak them or something? Because now, at least, there's no mucking it back. You can have lentils whenever you want. Suddenly, boom, a lentil. Which is great.
Oh, God, okay.
If a lentil's what you're after.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Not easy with the gear stick and everything. We could have gone in the back,
well,
probably. But...
never mind.
Oh, no, don't open the door. The light comes on and they'll see the people in the pub.
I'm just going to let some air in. It's all steamy. Sorry, my jeans, they're down by the pedals. Cheers.
So are you... sorry, was it...
Bailey.
Bailey, yeah. I should have remembered. God, that's bad, isn't it?
It's fine.
There's a family live next door to my mum who are called Bailey. Like Mr. and Mrs. Bailey and stuff, so I should have remembered.
That's okay. My mum's got a family next door called Mr. and Mrs. Sam.
Has she?
Right, no. Yeah, that would have been... that would have been weird.
Well, I'll probably go and find my mates and stuff.
Okay.
We don't need to swap numbers or anything.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, it was nice.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't the sort of thing.
Thanks for the drinks.
My dad died.
Okay.
I mean, my dad just, like, this morning. You don't need that. This isn't a therapy session or anything.
I think it sort of is, though, isn't it?
You don't charge by the hour, do you? I mean, God, I didn't mean... I just meant, like, therapists or whatever.
It's okay, I get it. Sorry about your dad.
Thanks.
Take care, yeah?
Oh, God. Rose.
Oh, baby. How you doing?
I'm okay. Are you at the airport?
Yeah. I'll be home tomorrow and I'll call as soon as we land, yeah? I can't wait to see you.
Me too.
I've just been crying. Are you on your own? Oh, I hate to think of you on your own.
I've been with Mum all day.
How's she?
Well, you know, Mum, she's basically just saying she's fine and doing loads of washing.
I bet her towels are spotless. I'm so sorry I'm not there. I'm so sorry.
You don't have to keep saying it.
I love you.
I love you.
Your dad would have been so proud of you.
Yeah.
Well, that was...
that was that.
Come here.
Oh, you did brilliantly.
Where's Mum?
I just heard her telling the vicar how fine she is.
Right. Shall we get on with the handshaking and the sorry for your losses?
Shall we go somewhere else?
Just us?
I'd love that.
Are you going to try and play the sympathy card and fill me up?
Oh... we could just talk.
All right.
You love me, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, you're a bit needy.
Rosie. I don't know how to say this.
Okay. Let's just get through today, yeah? I know you miss him, but it'll be okay. I promise. Because we'll be together.
Yeah. I'm a bit hopeless when you're not here.
I know.
I saw that basil plant in the bin.
But listen, not about the basil plant. I mean, I need to...
What?
There's something that I want. I mean, I don't want it. Oh. Mum, where are you? Uncle Tim's threatening to do a speech. Oh, no.
Oh, we should go back.
Yeah, OK, if there's any pork pie left.
Pork pie? Well, what are we mucking about here for?
Well, nobody knew the words to the day thou gavest. I mean, it's a very well-known hymn.
Do you want tea, Mum?
Oh, yes, please, love. Your dad wouldn't have known the words, would he?
Or the tune.
He wouldn't. He'd have done the last words of every line really loudly, then kept quiet for the rest. Mm. Rose gone up to bed?
She's still jet-lagged. You okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, God, Mum, I've messed up.
What do you mean?
The other night, before Rose got back, I was in the Angel, off my face, and there was this girl. And it was such a weird time, wasn't it?
You didn't...
I didn't even know her. It was in the car park.
Oh, Sam.
In the car, I mean. Not, like, up against the wall.
Yes, or... I don't need
to. And I'm going to have to tell Rose. I was going to tell her straight away at the airport, but it was all about Dad, obviously, at first. And then I couldn't remember what level I'd parked on, and we were basically going up and down stairs for about 20 minutes, and then... Oh, God.
You don't know who she was?
Just some girl. I hardly know her name. I mean, I do, actually. It was Bailey.
Oh, like the Baileys next door?
Yeah, but it was her first name. We were having a laugh about my shoes. I was wearing those brown ones, and she was laughing about them being pointy. It wasn't exactly vintage repartee.
They call it banter now, don't they?
They do, Mum, but this wasn't vintage banter. We'd had a few drinks and it was just... It felt so unreal to get that call that Dad had gone. And I didn't even...
I know, love.
So I was just... I mean, God, I don't know. I'm not making excuses for what I did. I know I'm a massive arsehole. And I'll have to tell Rosie.
Sam.
I nearly did it earlier.
Put it out of your head.
What?
Why would you tell her?
Because I love her.
I know, sweetheart. You and Rose... I'm so proud of you. The two of you are... But don't spoil it. Who are you telling her for?
For it being the right thing to do.
I know you'd feel better, but then what? You were in a state. You'd never have done it if you'd been...
Well, of course I wouldn't, but how can I be normal? Well,
you're never that normal anyway.
It's not a joke, Mum.
I know, darling.
I mean, what would Dad have done?
If he'd had sex with someone by mistake in a car park?
Yeah.
I've no idea, love. But I wouldn't have wanted to know about it.
Really?
Well, I guess we might have got past it, but I tell you what, it would never have been the same again. Don't tell her, love. Don't tell Rose.
Why did you tell me?
I didn't want to lie to you. I thought... Where are you going?
Out. I mean, I've loved our little chat, Sam, but now I'm going out.
I'm so sorry. She was...
Why would I want details? As if I want details. What was her name?
Bailey.
What, like?
The Baileys next door, yeah.
I mean, why would I need that information? What was she like?
Oh, she was... I mean...
Younger?
Like a bit, I suppose. Oh,
I tell you what, Sam. You're an arsehole.
It's so totally unlike you. That's what I can't get my head round. I spent all day at work thinking if I had to guess anyone at all who got drunk and shagged someone he didn't know in a car park, it would have been the absolute bottom. I mean, that is just not what you do.
My dad's never going to die again, and you're never going to be in Chicago again.
Oh, you are not blaming me. I'm sure that you're not blaming
me.
No,
I'm not. Of course I'm not. Just... Do you think we can... Rosie, today has just been... Honestly, I can't lose you as well as Dad.
Oh, Sam. Your dad, you lost. But with me, it's like you put me somewhere on purpose.
I'm so sorry.
I won't be able to deal with anything else. I won't. But if we sort of pretend that you were a different person that week, like some kind of out-of-body experience thing, then maybe I love you.
Do you mean it?
Well, we're not idiots, are we? And it'd be too stupid and too wasteful to give up, because you're the best person I know.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah, all right, you're not up for any awards.
I love you.
I know you do.
And you know me. I promise, I will always try and do the right thing.
I mean, honestly, like, I'm sorry to go on about it, but not only are they rubbish, they're tiny. They're hardly there, are they? Lentils. Like, you could just drop one on the floor and not even notice. But sometimes, really tiny things, like even really awful tiny things like lentils, once they're there, they change everything.
Yo. Have you left work?
Yeah, just left. What do we need?
Nothing. Wine's in the fridge.
Oh, Rick. I'll get garlic bread and bacon for the morning, and I'll...
Sam?
Sorry, I just need to... I'll see you at home.
Okay, baby, bye.
Bye.
Sorry, didn't mean to...
How did you know where I...
Oh, you said you got those shoes, the pointy shoes. You said you worked next door to the shoe shop.
Yeah, the pointy shoe shop.
I didn't know if you'd remember me. It's been 6 weeks. You might have had 15 other late-night car encounters since then.
Honestly, not the sort of bloke... I mean, were you expecting me to call?
No.
It's just I didn't have your numbers.
Oh, of course not. I think we both knew we weren't a match made in...
Yeah, we had a laugh and everything, but...
I'm pregnant.
It had been a weird day for me. Like, I think I said at the time my dad had just... Sorry, what?
I'm pregnant? Yeah. So that's the news about me.
You're 6 weeks pregnant. Your baby's facial features are forming, and its arms and legs are starting to be noticeable.
Okay. Right. Is it...
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I've had a dry patch, and you were my only wet patch.
Okay.
And its heart has started beating at 150 beats per minute.
So anyway, I'm just telling you, not because you need to do anything, but I'm going to keep it, so I thought you should know. I didn't have a dad, and I wasn't messed up or anything, so no worries. But I wouldn't be into not telling you, because... Well, because I guess you try and do the right thing, don't you?
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, up to you.
At 6 weeks, your baby is roughly the size... of a lentil...